Blog Talk Radio.
Hands before you, oh God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. We are here again. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Believing, knowing that there is, as always, a blessing for you. Amen. Did not our hearts burn on last night? Amen. Did not our hearts burn on last night with Pastor Kenneth? Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. For him, we're so grateful for what the Lord is getting ready to do on tonight. Amen. So we pray that you are ready. Glory to God. As we now turn the platform over to our co-host, God bless you tonight, Evangelist Diane Barnes. You have the platform.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say amen. How you do? Glory to God. Amen. But we praise the Lord today. Amen. For you, you, and yes, you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For joining us tonight on the PNN. Praise God. The Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. Just been enjoying Jesus all day. Praise God. Amen. And even on last night, as Evangelist Friday was saying, praise God. Even on last night, praise God. Amen. The man of God, praise God, preach. Praise God, amen, spoke, praise God, and thank God, amen, for the soul, amen, glory to God, that received the Holy Ghost, praising God, amen, glory to God, amen, God is moving, praise God, amen, mightily in these last days, glory to God, amen, I want you to know, amen, the best is yet to come, glory to God, amen, if the Bible said ears have not heard, amen, eyes have not even seen all, glory to God, that the Lord have in store, amen, for you and I, amen, even the unbelievers, glory to God, amen, so we praise the Lord tonight, amen, for being back with you tonight, praise God, amen, and we pray and hope your day has been a blessed day, a good day, glory to God, amen, I want you to know now you can relax, praise God, put your shoes off, recline, praise God, and just enjoy Jesus with us tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen, because I don't know about you, amen, but I'm ready tonight, praise God, ready, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, to just know, praise God, amen, to just know that God is up to something, amen, and we thank God, amen, for our advisors, hallelujah, tonight, our prayer warriors, hallelujah, our songstress, amen, everyone, praise God, amen, that helps make up this gathering tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We appreciate you tonight. Praise God. Amen. And even amen. Glory to God. Amen. Those that are listening, praise God, all over the world. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The internationally. Praise God. Amen. His voice. Amen. As far as our voice can be heard. Praise God. We thank the Lord for you tonight. Amen. And won't you praise God. Amen. To amen, glory to God, amen, to just get ready, amen, to call your friends, call your neighbor, amen, yes, call your enemy, glory to God, this is the time now to make up, praise God, we used to have a song in the world, amen, that say make up to break up, glory to God, amen, but since now, praise God, amen, it's not a time now to break up friendship, but let's make up, glory to God. Amen, and let them know, praise God, amen. I know a man, praise God, amen, that's going around giving sight to the blind, healing the sin-sick soul, praising God, amen. His name is Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Call him, call him, call him. Glory to God, and let them know that the Prayer News Network is on, amen, and we honor the woman of God, amen, tonight, amen. Glory to God, that God gave this vision to her, praise God, amen, and that's none other than Evangelist, amen, Annette Bradley, God bless you on tonight, woman of God, amen, we praise the Lord for you, for what you're doing, amen, how you yet carrying on, Glory to God. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To know, amen, everything else may shut down. Glory to God, moving slow, amen. But we want you to know, Prayer News Network, the PNN, is yet moving. Glory to God, amen, amen. And we thank the Lord, hallelujah. Can't go nowhere else, amen. You can always come to the Prayer News Network, amen, and just dial it, amen. Glory to God, the number, amen. If you can't get the number, praise God, just go on Facebook Live, amen, and it's right there, amen. Somebody say right there. It's right there. Praise God. Amen. In the gold and the royal blue. You can't miss it. Glory to God. Amen. So don't never, amen, think, praise God, amen, just because you can't get in during the phone, praise God, calling in. Amen. You can always go on Facebook Live. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For being back in the house. Amen. One more time. Praising God. Amen. Still yet finding us saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. We give all praise, honor to him. Praise God. Amen. Because the song said, I don't know where I would be without the Lord. Amen. I don't even know where I would be without the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to even go think about it. Glory to God. Amen. Because we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For you, you, and yes, you. Because God is good, amen, all the time, and all the time, God is good. Glory to God, amen. So we thank the Lord, even praise God, amen, for those that are listening all over the world, praise God, Canada, Bermuda, Brazil, praise God, others internationally, praise God, amen, glory to God, Nigeria, South Africa, glory to God, amen, hallelujah, amen, those, praise God, amen, that are listening, amen. Our voice is reaching all over the world, praise God, amen. And we want to pray for them and let them know how much we appreciate them. Praise God. Thanks of God. If it ever, glory to God, amen, ever for the time that we need the Lord, we sure enough need him now. Hallelujah. We need him now more ever. Glory to God, amen, in our home, in our lives, on our jobs, in our churches, amen, in our automobiles, in our minds. We need him. Glory to God. Amen. It should never be a place, amen, glory to God, where we should not, praise God, amen, take the Lord along with us, amen, everywhere we go, amen, because we're going to need him. We're going to need him. We're going to need him. Glory to God. Amen. We're not worrying about what the others say, praise God, but we need Jesus. Amen. Everywhere we go, glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight, praise God, amen. And those, praise God, amen, amen, that are listening, can't get in, praise God. Keep calling. Keep calling that number, praise God. Amen, amen. Keep calling that number, praise God, amen. As we say, you can't get in there, praise God, just click it on PNN, amen, Facebook Live, amen, and you will see, praise God, amen. Hearing, praise God, amen, the voice, amen, the service of the Prayer News Network, praise God. And we thank God tonight, praise God, amen, for all that he has done, all that he's going to do, praise God. Even, praise God, amen, we acknowledge, amen, as we say, Evangelist Bradley, for the wonderful work, amen, that she's doing, praise God, amen, amen, yet moving, praise God, amen, by the hand of God, praise God. Amen. The song said, everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. Everything, amen, is going down but the word of God. Amen. And we're grateful tonight, amen, for the Lord moving, doing what he says, healing, deliverance, salvation, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Filling up with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Opening up blind eyes, deaf ears, praise God. There is nothing, nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Nothing too hard for God. Amen. Oh, yes, we're living, praise God, in a time where it looks like everything is coming against us. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord to know we got the great one on the inside and walking beside us. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord this morning. Amen. For you, you, and yes, you. Hallelujah. Tonight. Amen. We ask you, praise God, get your pimps for your pad. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So you can be ready. Amen. Be ready to take notes and jot down. Glory to God. Some things that's going to be said tonight. Praise God. Amen. You don't want to miss this hour. You don't want to miss the move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Praise God. We may miss doctor's appointments. We may miss other appointments. Glory to God. We may miss our beautician appointment. Amen. But you don't want to miss tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor. Praise God. Tell them. Amen. That's right there in the kitchen or the living room with you. Amen. You don't want to miss this tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Sitting on ready. Glory to God. Amen. For the move. Hey, God. For the move of God. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. And we praise him. We honor him tonight for his goodness, his kindness, his love and kindness. Amen. For the words of him, by his love and kindness as he drawed us. Glory to God. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Tonight, tonight, tonight is your night. Amen. My night. Amen. Glory to God. Just catch hope. Praise God tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Catch hope tonight. Praise God. Amen. Don't let nothing slip by. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to get ready. Praise God. Amen. To move on. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to acknowledge all of our leaders. Amen. That are on tonight. God bless you, man and woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your leader, my leader. Glory to God. Let's hold him up. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Always hold him up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because as long as we holding him up, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Because the word said, amen. Once, amen, the enemy saw. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The man of God, arms down. That's when he came. Glory to God. He caught him at a weak point. Glory to God. Amen. But we can hold our leaders up. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hold them up. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God above. Praise God. Amen. Of what the enemy is planning. Amen. Let's pray for our leaders. Glory to God all over the world. Amen. Because it's not easy. It is not easy. Glory to God. But as long as the Holy Ghost, amen, is with them. Glory to God. Amen. They can make it. Amen. For the song said, I don't feel no ways tired. I don't believe he brought us this far to leave us. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And even, amen, like to, amen, acknowledge, glory to God. Amen. The late apostle, S.D. James, praise God. Amen. Glory to God who has gone on, as we say, from labor, amen, to get his reward. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, to the apostle Hudgens. Amen. Glory to God. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Glory to God. And to the apostle. Amen. D.G. Taylor. Amen. Glory to God. All these awesome men of God. Amen. They have prepared the way. Glory to God. And some is yet on the wall. Praise God. Still preaching. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God. Amen. And we're praying for them. Keep on. Keeping on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God again for all of you. Praise God tonight. Amen. And we got you. Praise God. Amen. To draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we can be on one mind and one accord. Praise God. As the Lord is moving. Praise God upon this prayer line tonight. Amen. Asking the Lord. Amen. Do something. Do something tonight. Amen. Come on. Tell him do something. Do something tonight. Jesus, move. Hallelujah, in a way that we have never seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. And we're going to ask, amen, if Sister Mary, praise God, amen, tonight will come, amen, and read us, amen, out of the scripture. Amen. But tonight, amen, God bless you. Amen. Sister Mary, tonight with our scripture.
Praise the Lord. Praise giving Lord. Honor to God. to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to Evangelist Bond, PNM Advisors, to our PNM Prayer Wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Proverbs, the second chapter, the 1st through the 15th verse. And I will be reading from the NIV version. Moral benefits are value of wisdom. My son, if you accept my word and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord, find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk is blameless. But he guards the course of just and protects the way of his faithful one. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. So wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight path to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong, and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, crooked and who are devious in their way. I have read to you the second chapter of Proverbs, the 1st through the 15th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Amen. We're going to ask, praise God, amen, Missionary Fan. Amen. If she would come, amen, we pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Can you help me say yes? Yes. 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 Yes, can you help me say yes? Yes, 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 yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, and I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, giving your name the praise, the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to hear our cry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hear our prayer tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy, Lord God, and forgive every sin, Lord God. Forgive iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. Forgive, Lord God, the fault, Lord God, that we may have fault that wasn't even pleasing to your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move up on the line tonight on each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have mercy. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to make us worthy to come before your presence tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, just to give you the praise, just to give you the glory, just to give you the honor, Lord God. We come, Lord God, because we know that, Lord God, all our help lies in you tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move this fight on the line, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, what we need to be touched. But, Lord God, you know, Lord God, and you see, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to heal tonight, Lord God. Heal, Lord God, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God. Save souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Speak to us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to have ears to hear, Lord God, a will to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to touch each and every one, Lord God, the young woman, the young boy, the young girl, Lord God. We asking you right now, Lord God, to move on this line tonight, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost, Lord God, reach, Lord God, what we can't reach, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come just to say, have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. Your will be done tonight, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. We thank you for the word, Lord God, on last night, Lord God. We thank you for the encouraging word that came, Lord God, to stir us up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for letting us know, Lord God, that you expect the return, Lord God, in what you deposit in us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you. We magnify you, Lord God. Realizing, knowing, Lord God, that you gave some 5 talents, some 3, and some 1, Lord God. And you expecting, Lord God, for us to give you a return, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we magnify you for that. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. And we say yes, Lord God, to your will. We say yes to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, Lord God, giving you the glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the soul that said yes to you last night, Lord God. We thank you for the soul, Lord God, that came and gave a life unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for what you're going to do for, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you tonight, Lord God, to move on Mr. Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch him right now, Lord God. Strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just glorify your name, Lord God. We glorify your name, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of every praise, Lord God. And we just glorify you. We lift you up. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Master. We thank you. We do appreciate you so much, Lord God, for all that you do, Lord God, and for what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for quickening us, Lord God, for waking us up once again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to do your will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we magnify you. Just night. We glorify you this night, Lord God. Move, Lord God, in your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight through your servant, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Once again, we appreciate you so much, Lord God. We appreciate you so much, Lord God, for being such a good God, Lord God, for being such a merciful God, Lord God, for being such a loving God. We thank you. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us know, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Even it may form, Lord God, but it will not prosper. And we thank you right now, Lord God. I glorify you right now. I lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all being well, Lord God, in my soul and in my spirit, Lord God. And I glorify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Glory to your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Amen, missionary fan. Amen, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know prayer changes things? Glory to God. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say no prayer, no power. Amen. Glory to God. Little prayer, little power. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For prayer. Amen. We need prayer. Gotta have prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer can move mountains. Prayer can go where we can't go. Prayer can do. Amen, amen, what we can't do, glory to God, amen, prayer, 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 amen, glory to God. So we thank God tonight, praise God, amen, for the scripture and the prayer, praise God, amen, and we're going to, amen, get ready, praise God, tonight, amen, for the word of God tonight, amen, hallelujah, amen, and we are excited, we're happy tonight, praise God, amen, because we know the word, amen, because the Lord said amen, amen, glory to God, amen, the word say, praise God, that word have I hid in my heart, amen, that we won't sin against it, praise God, amen, amen, even though we may look like sometime our back is up against the wall, amen, glory to God, amen, people do things to us, amen, aggravate us, amen. Sometimes get to a point to where, amen, you just, amen, just shake the fist at the devil, praise God, amen. But thank the Lord, amen, we still come out saved and sanctified, amen, because the Holy Ghost kept us, kept our tongue, kept our mouth, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen, and we're going to praise God, amen, get ready. Amen, to introduce, praise God, the speaker. Amen, glory to God, amen, for the hour. Amen, glory to God, amen. And we're going to, amen, ask, praise God, amen, that, amen, none other, praise God, amen, then, amen, Jesus. Intercessor, praise God, amen, for the PNN. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, a woman that believes in prayer can pray, praise God, amen, that will pray, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, and we just praise the Lord tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, for this, amen, the woman of God, amen, that's coming to us, praise God, amen, and we're going to, amen, introduce to some and present to others, amen, the PNN. Prayer News Network, amen. She's one of our own, amen. And we thank the Lord for her, praise God, amen. And that is none other than Prophetess, amen, Paula Everett, praise God, amen. Tonight, praise God, amen. I want you to pray, praise God, amen, amen. Just tune in, praise God, tonight. Let's just enjoy Jesus tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen. Amen tonight.
Bless you too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give honor to Jesus Christ who has my life tonight. I praise him for this wonderful opportunity to be with Minister Annette Bradley and for the vision that God has given her and for how she's yielded to the Lord. And brought, and through this line, the Lord has brought great deliverances through the compassion and empathy on this line, as well as the power of the word has been on this line equally. Thank God for every speaker that has already gone forth in those 21 days and up until this day. I thank God for this night. Praise the Lord for this opportunity. Praise the Lord to share with you what the Lord has given me. And thank you again, Minister Bradley, for this honor and for this place. I give honor to the Lord tonight again for my leader, Apostle Prophet Dr. S.D. James. Praise the Lord, who is also my pastor. And I honor God for him for having been in this ministry now since 1975. And I praise God for the word and the truth and the vision. Praise God, that's upon the man of God's head and how God has kept him and how God has sustained the people and called the people out. Praise the Lord to bring glory to his name and how the Lord has wrought many miracles and brought so many things to pass so that the people of God will know without denial that God is God and that he's with his servant and that he's with this ministry that God has given us and it's also called Evangelistic Pentecostal EPC Nation. Amen. I give honor to my bishop tonight, praise God, who is none other than the prelate, the Honorable Dr. K. A. Tenner from Gainesville, Florida. I thank God for him and First Lady Tenner. And I go back to this saying I thank God for our First Lady of this ministry as well, Mother Carrie James. I just praise God for what he's doing in the midst of us. And I ask that the Lord continue to be with all of us that we'll do his bidding in this hour. For it is late. We don't have much time, but the time that we do have, we must get in the hurry for Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now again for this chance and opportunity. Let your will be done in our lives this night, Lord. Word my mouth, use me, Lord, as your vessel of clay. Bless everyone that's on this line tonight, near and far. Thank you for our brothers and sisters that have joined us from other places in the world. Oh, God, we praise you for them for joining us from other continents. So we ask that you bless them, bless their families, bless their countries. Continue to move, God, and bring us all together. Lord, this prayer line has done a great work, God, and continue to do so, Lord. But Lord, let all of us come together to give you glory and with our lives in these last and evil days. Speak tonight, Lord, let your word fall on good ground and let the word become seed and let it grow in the hearts and the men's, men and women of God that are on their lives tonight. Lord, let it grow in their hearts and let it bring forth fruit. For God, it is time now that the harvest is brought forth in us individuals and as and ministries and as people of God that will do your bidding for the body of Christ in Jesus' mighty name. I bind the word of the enemy. I command all of his worship about to naught, and I say that you have your way. I trust you right now to do exceedingly and great all that we have even thought about, but what we're asking for. Make your word plain tonight. Let it fall on good ground again, I say, and we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Tonight, praise the Lord, we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, for he has been, he is the third person in the Trinity. Praise the Lord, he is the third person that the Lord has saw fit to bring into our lives. Jesus promised him, promised us that he would give us the comforter. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost is that power that God has exacted in the earth to give the body of Christ the victories that we are supposed to have through Jesus Christ and that we will be taught by him how to please the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today the Lord dealt with me as well as over the weekend, and today he actually gave me the title. And he said to me, train up a child in the way he should go, for when he is old, he will not depart from it. So tonight our first scripture will be coming from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, remember, the child has to be trained, but when he is old, the Bible says when he's become seasoned, when he has accepted the maturation, when he has accepted what the Holy Ghost can do in this life, when he's accepted the power of God to change his behavior and cause him to be like God, then he said that which was started when he was a child, as he becomes of age, he will not depart from the training of the Lord. So tonight I want to remind you that the Holy Ghost is your personal trainer. He is your personal trainer. We're living in the day that everybody wants to get their bodies fit, and that's fine. People want to be healthy, and that's fine. But we pay people large sums of money, and we pay people an adequate amount, praise God, of attention, praise the Lord, just to get a body that they say that will stop the stop traffic, or bodies that, praise the Lord, will cause other people to look upon them for the aesthetics and the cosmetics that they have pursued in order to make themselves, according to man, look their best. Amen? But tonight, I want to tell you about a trainer, and he's called the Holy Ghost. And he has come, he's been sent here by Jesus Christ to make us be everything, to become everything that the Lord said we can be. Amen? He will cause you to be right with God. He will cause you to walk, talk, think, and be right. He will cause you to understand the ways of the Lord. He will cause you to be fit for this world. He will cause you to be fit for the battles. He will cause you to be fit, and he will cause you to understand how to treat people, how to be everything that God, that we can be in order to represent the Lord Jesus Christ 100%. That's his job. Just as we have the earthly personal trainers that will get your body intact, that will get your body wherein the muscles and the everything about you will represent you will look like a full scale of health. Well, the Holy Ghost is here to do that as well, but on a spiritual basis, he's here to bring us into that place where we will look just like a healthy disciple. We will look just like a healthy Christian should. Amen. So the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, as the word has already said, when you are old, you want to depart from it. So what we have to do now, and when we come to the Lord and when we are tender in him, we must yield to the Spirit of God. Well, the Holy Ghost is here to modify our behavior. He is here to teach us how to become like Jesus Christ. He changes the way we pray, think, walk, love, forgive, then presents us in this life as sons of God. Our dependency on him must start as soon as we receive him, we must take place in our lives and our mindset. Not only should it start for us to want him, but it has to start with us wanting to depend on him from every day of our lives. Amen? This is what he came to do. What I'm going to talk about tonight, somebody said, well, I've heard all about that. Well, the subject wouldn't come up and God would not have brought the title. He would not have brought this to be talked about if we were really yielding to it. Praise the Lord. The world has gotten so now that they can't even hardly sometimes recognize the ways of the church, praise the Lord, apart from theirs. Why? Because believe it or not, and I'm not saying this is you, but right now there's been a contention in the world because they're saying to themselves, I don't see the power of God like the church is supposed to display. I don't see the power of God like the church is supposed to demonstrate. They don't see how a lot of us are not different from them. We treat people like they do. We walk on one another's feelings. We are disobedient like they are. Sometimes when it comes to the saints, praise the Lord, because we're not yielding to the Holy Ghost as we should, they cannot tell the difference. So you will see some saints doing things that are unrighteous to the world, and the world is saying, if that's what you got as a God, then I don't want it. Now, the Lord brings this up tonight for us to think on it, because right now we're in a time now that God has given us space. We're in a time now for God is saying, okay, so right now you got to be closed in your homes. You got to be to yourself. So he's saying now the upside of this is you have time to seek me. You have time to get to know me the way you weren't trying to know me before. You have time to allow me to change you. You have time to spend time with the Holy Ghost, with the Word. You have time to seek the Lord while he may be found and while he can equip your personal life. Glory to God. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, being your personal trainer. Every morning we get up, we should acknowledge God and thank God for breath. As one of the rabbis has said, we should thank God for life. We should thank God for health and strength. And our next prayer and our cry should be, and Lord, I need the Holy Ghost to come in right now and take over my mind. We're in a time now that we must get to know God for ourselves. We're supposed to have leaders, yes. I love structure. I love to be wherein somebody can teach me, they can mentor my life, and they can cause me to become like God wants me to be, just in case I miss it somewhere along the way, and they can stop me, tap me on the shoulder, or get my attention and say, no, back up and do it this way, that way. And we praise God for leadership that operates in that capacity. At the same time,
When there's not a leader around, when there's not a leader around, praise the Lord, you got to know that the Holy Ghost is with you. He was placed in you to teach you and to bring you to the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because you've got to get to know him, and as you get to know him, he will cause you to understand God, and he is the only one that can train us to be just like God. Even having leaders, they don't know everything about you except God reveals it, and if God chooses not to, then when you're home by yourself and when you're crying and when you don't know what to do, the Holy Ghost can give you scriptures. He can give you songs. Praise the Lord. He can cause you to grow up and build up your faith in God, praise the Lord, when you are by yourself. This is what God is calling for, that we yield as a body of Christ to have that relationship, hallelujah, that's going to bring us into a place that will bring us into a fullness where we can please God every day, all day long. Somebody said, well, Sister Paula, are you sure that's correct? Yes, I am. The Holy Ghost wants that relationship with you. He wants to be intimate with you. He wants to learn us to learn him. Why? Because it'll get to a place, praise the Lord, and God will allow that you cannot always have somebody in your life and around you. So when it comes to him wanting to make you that full vessel that he wants you to become, you have to depend on who he sent to teach you and to show you the way. Amen. And he is called the Holy Ghost. So we're being trained how to get promotions on jobs. We go to school to be trained how to be better citizens and how to affect our society better. Praise God. We're trained, praise the Lord, how to master money. We're trained in all areas of our lives and every facet. And all of this is good. But the Lord said the best trainer tonight that he's calling the church to, he's calling the church to come back and be trained by the Holy Ghost, because he is the power of God. He is the will of God in the earth. Praise the Lord. He is the one that's going to teach us again. You're going to hear me reiterate this more than once. He's going to teach us how to be just like God. And I don't know about you, but I depend on the Holy Ghost every day. I get up every morning, I ask him to give me songs. I ask him to give me scriptures. I ask him to touch my mind and my brain. I ask him to deal with my heart. I ask him to cause me to be sound, not just in my mind according to 1 Timothy 1:7, for the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear and power of love and of a sound mind. And the word sound actually means to be made whole and to be healthy. But he says, I want you to have more than just a sound mind. I want you to have a sound heart. And this is according to Psalms 119:80. The Holy Ghost is in our lives to make us sound, to make us foolproof, to make us ones that represent the Lord and ones that is evidence that God is. And the only person that can do that is somebody that knows God, and he already knows God. So the Lord is calling Zion Mahiah, the body of Christ, back to the move of the Holy Ghost. He's calling the body of Christ to understand we've got to depend on the Holy Ghost. He's calling the body of Christ to be filled with the Spirit of God. He's calling the body of Christ not that we should just speak in tongues, but as you're speaking in tongues, in your mind say, Holy Ghost, what are you trying to tell me? Holy Ghost, talk to me. Holy Ghost, visit me. Holy Ghost, walk in me. Holy Ghost, live through me. Holy Ghost, see through me. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, teach me what's right. Teach me what's wrong. Teach me what I should yield to and what I should dismiss. Teach me the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Teach me how to be led by you so that I can please God. He is in this world, this earth, praise the Lord, to make us worth what God has called us to, and that is to be citizens of heaven. He is in this earth, praise God, to cause us to grow up and become everything that the Lord says we can become. I don't know about you tonight, but I am pulling on the Word of God. I'm putting on these covenants from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. Because this is our inheritance, and the Holy Ghost is here to make this thing plain. He said to make it simple. He said to cause us to activate and to be activated, bona fide, and justified. Hallelujah. Of our ways that will please God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody need to clap your hands tonight and give God praise, for he has sent the Holy Ghost to do a great work, praise the Lord, in the earth for the body of Christ. Amen. Only he can do, cause us to contain the same business of God the Father. Jesus said on one occasion, he said that the real sons of God, he said, does not yet appear what we shall be. Yes, he also said that as many as received him, to them gave he the power. And the power comes through the Holy Ghost. The power comes through the Word. The power comes through a yielded vessel, ready to be like God. The power comes through
a vessel that wants to be broken and made by the Lord. Amen. So the Holy Ghost is here to change us, to modify our behaviors. He said to make us strong. He said to say when you're weak, you can be strong. He said to say you can be healed because what the Lord said, according to the word, whatever the Lord said, the Holy Ghost is here to bring the path. He said to navigate our lives. He said to turn us, and he's here to make us and mold us. He said to pick us up when we're torn down. He said to elevate us when we think that we can't do it. He said to teach you how to say yes when the devil says no. Glory to God. We have a power, and we have been empowered. Hallelujah. God is vested in us. Child of Messiah, and it's called the Holy Ghost. He's here to be everything that we need to cause us to make it with God and become perfect children in the eyesight of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here to cause us to bring the word of God to pass from Genesis to Revelation, every promise, line upon line, precept upon precept. He sets on all our ears. He sets on all our eyes. Hallelujah. He's here to destroy the head of the enemy. He's here to destroy yokes. Praise the Lord. He's here to pull down strongholds. Glory to God. He's here to make you be powerful and not powerless. He's here to make you be one that can depend on God without limitation. Praise the Lord. He's here to make you to become everything, everything that God says you can become. He's here to teach you. He's here to guide you. He's here to direct you. Hallelujah. He's here to feed you above all that. He's here to make you strong. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We must praise the Lord and every day ask God for a new mindset to depend on the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He's here. He's here to show us how to please God. He's here to cause us to be just more than just discipline, but he's here to cause us to be disciples of followers of Christ. He's a motivator. He's a strategist. He's smarter than any human being in this world. He wants to invade our lives so we will not have to have the payment of eternal damnation but everlasting life. The Holy Ghost will take us over and bring us up and raise us up and make us everything that God says we can be, and it's called through behavior modification. He said to modify us. He said to take us over. He said to make us strong. He said to make us new. Glory to God. He said to change your identity. Glory to God. He said to make you become everything that God says you become. When the world says you're not important, the Holy Ghost says you are. When the world says that there's nothing to you because you don't have this amount of money or you don't have this, you don't have this type of home, whatever. Well, the Holy Ghost is here to make to show you how in God to give strategies to show the world that God is greater. Praise the Lord. He said to bring 1 John 4:4 to pass in your life. Greater seed is in you than he that's in the world. He's here to do these things. But we've got to go to him, and we've got to make our life. We've got to stop ministering right now. We've got to stop depending on everybody else to pay for us. And that's okay. But it's also a time that you've got to understand it is your responsibility to get to know the one that God has sent, to get to know the one that God has sent to reveal himself to you, to get to know the one that God has sent to make you one with him, to get to know the one, hallelujah, that God will cause you to be perfected in this life. And when I'm talking about perfection, I'm talking about being above the ways of this world. Amen. You won't treat people like you used to treat them. You won't talk to people like you used to talk to them. You won't be mean. You won't be irrational. You will be kind, and you will be gentle. You'll be meek, and you'll be full of faith. The holiness that you have in your life, the Holy Ghost will cause you to make you attractive to other people. That's what he's here for. That's what he's here for, to cause our lives to be attractive, to cause our lives to be where people say, I want what they have. The Holy Ghost is here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To make the change, glory to God, that has to be orchestrated in the earth right now. Saints, this is our time. We're in a season of such a time as this. And such a time as this now is, the Holy Ghost has been sitting here right now, and God has given us space to allow him to change our lives, to modify our lives, to change our behaviors. When you say you can't forgive, the Holy Ghost says, yes, you can. When you say, well, I'm just going to tell them a piece of my mind, well, don't give them a piece of your mind, because if you do, then you're losing something. The Holy Ghost is here to make you become everything brain-wise, mind-wise, every hemisphere of your brain. He's here to do that. He's here to cause every fiber of your being to come under subjection of the power of God. He's here to change the molecular structure of your life, the muscles, the corpuscles, the veins. He's going to flow through you, grow glory to God, like blood does through your vein and through your body. The Holy Ghost is here, glory to God, to take us over and to make us better and to make us right with God and to make us everything that God says we can be. You hear me say that a lot, but you've got to get it in your heart. Please trust me tonight. The Holy Ghost is here to make you be the best. He's here to take away fear. He said that when you grieve with your heart, to take away sorrow so that it won't cause you to be depressed or over anxious, it won't push you into anxiety. Whatever you need tonight, glory to God, the Holy Ghost is here to bring those things to pass in your life. And the Word of God says, according to Galatians 19 through verses 19 to 25, he's here to cause us to get those things out of our lives, which is the works of the flesh, and he's here to give us his spirit, his fruit. Things that he knows how to please God. So he's here to change your identity. Praise the Lord. He's here to say, when you weren't faithful, he's going to give you faith. When you think that you're out of whack, and sometimes you just feel like you're losing control, he's here to help you gain control by causing you to be temperate. Glory to God. He's here to make you mellow, and at the same time, he can make you bold as a lion. But it's up to you to understand that whatever you need, whatever changes you need done in your life, whatever things that you need that God needs to fix in your life to do the tweaking and help you to be critically in one day, but critical think according to the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is here to cause that critical thinking so you could come into the wisdom of God. You could come into the knowledge of God. And then like Solomon, we can pray for an understanding heart. And then like Daniel, we can pray to have a heart, an excellent spirit. The Holy Ghost does all these things. None of them would have become. Daniel would have never became what he was supposed to. Jeremiah, none of them. David, even King David, none of them would have become anything they wanted to become in God except the unity to the Spirit of God that would come upon them in those days. Moses would not have been able to lead over a million people out of Egypt except the Spirit of God was with him. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is here. The same Spirit that hovered over the waters, glory to God, in Genesis chapter 1, he's not only hovering over us today, but he is in the earth. So the Bible says that the Lord said, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Now we have in the earth, we have the blood, we have the washing of the word, and we have the Spirit of God. The blood of Jesus is here to make us clean, to keep us constantly in a place that we've been washed. Praise the Lord, that our sins will be forgiven, that we don't have to be weak, that we can be made strong, that we can understand that the blood of Jesus makes us whole. Glory to God. Then the Holy Ghost is here to cause all of that to come to pass. Glory to God. Then the Bible talks about through Ephesians, he causes us to understand the washing of the water of the word. You won't get tired of him washing you. You won't get tired of him cleaning you up. You won't get exhausted whenever he gets a hold of you, because whenever he gets a hold of you, glory to God, the Holy Ghost makes you, amen, he said to make us better. So again, the initial scripture was, clean up a child, and away you go, and when he's old, you won't depart from it, amen. So we're talking about him training us now. Those of us that have gotten older, those that are babies in Christ, he's going to start with you. But then the Word of God says, as you get older, he'll stick with you. He'll never leave you. John 14 and 26. I want to tell you tonight, and I want to remind you, please thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is your personal trainer. He's here to whip you into shape. He's here to bring us into a place that we can please God. And when people look at us, it won't be so much they're looking at the core or the six-pack and they're looking at the muscular structure, but they'll be looking at a vessel that's been made by the power of God and the Spirit of God that looks just like the Lord. So the book of Genesis, chapter 1, that we'll come back to St. John 14, said that he said that let us make man our own image and our likeness. He was not talking about a man per se that looks like a human being. He was talking about the image of the Word. He was talking about the image of the faith that was in him. He was talking about the image of the fullness that would be able to create and do things that were impossible. Praise God, that happened in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. When you look at Genesis and you look at Daniel, and so the Bible says that every time God wants to do a great work, he always promises the saints of God, or promises those that want to please the Lord. He said in the last days, and anybody that reads the Bible, we understand that. He says in the last days now, he's going to raise us up to do what? Exploits. We're going to do things so great. And Jesus says, what greater works greater works than you do. Why? Because I go to the Father, but I leave you a comforter, someone that will teach you and show you the way. So everybody talking about the COVID, yes, and we see what's going on. But I tell you right now of a surety, if the saints will get a hold to God and let his my people be greater than we the people, then God will move greatly. God wants to hear a sound from heaven now. He wants the Holy Ghost in us. He wants the saints to come before him as it is in the book of Jude, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up our faith. God wants us to speak in tongues, not just for the sake of speaking, but listening to a power that's greater than your opinion, that's greater than your mindset. Glory to God. We have got to understand day by day the Holy Ghost is here to make us, to show us the way, to explain things to us, to teach us how to please God, not to impress God, but to please him, not to impress God, but to be honest with God, not to impress God, but to be humble before the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And when we meet his criteria, glory to God, he will never leave you. He will be right there to explain things to you. He will be right there to show you the way. Somebody said to me years ago, they said, well, I don't believe God talks to people all day long. I said, well, I beg to differ. And they said, what do you mean? I said, if you go outside and all of a sudden you feel the presence of God and it says to you, you hear the voice saying, with the presence of God unctioning you, don't go to the left, go to the right. They said, well, I would have just changed my mind and went another direction. I said, no, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. If you feel God's presence and you feel the unctioning that brings peace with that unction, telling you to go to the left instead of going to the right or vice versa, that is the Lord talking to you. How many of you, you've been in situations and you just didn't feel right about something, but you got the peace of knowing that this other suggestion that was stronger than your opinion, that was stronger than how you were feeling, and you know it made better sense than what you were thinking a few minutes ago, that's the Holy Ghost. And then those are some of us, praise the Lord, that speak your tongues a lot, like I myself, I listen to him because if he's moving on me, he's not moving on me to make me feel good. He's moving on me to show me the way, give me instructions to guide, for me to listen to his guidance, to listen to his direction. I remember one time somebody was speaking in tongues one time we were in a meeting, and Apostle James said these words. He said, the Holy Ghost is moving on them. He said, because anytime the Holy Ghost moves on you, he's trying to talk to you. Amen? So we've got to get accustomed to understanding that he's not just here to make you feel good, but he's here to make you become what God says you can become. So St. John chapter 14, it talks a lot about the Spirit of God. And we're going to go there. St. John 14 and verse 26. Remember, the Holy Ghost is your personal trainer. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to go to Titus. We're going to go to the book of the letter of Titus, chapter 2. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is your personal trainer. Let him teach you. Let him tell you what to eat, what not to eat. Let him show you what you need to do to build yourself, your spiritual muscles, to get your body intact with him so that the Lord will, so that God will be pleasing with your life. The Holy Ghost is here. He's here. And he has gotten permission from the Father and from the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ to make our lives better. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say to you. What is he saying here? Titus is saying that the Holy Ghost is here to change your pattern, to cause you to come in the pattern and the way that God does things. God always does things in cycles and patterns and systems. Praise the Lord. And so the Holy Ghost is a system that God is using, glory to God, to cause us to understand how to be like God. The Holy Ghost is the one that has a pattern. He knows the way. He knows the path. He knows how we should walk. He knows how to teach us faith. He knows how to teach us temperance. He knows knows how to teach us to be gentle and to be kind, to be meek, not weak, but meek, which is strength under control. Strength under control. Praise the Lord. He's here to do that. He's here to cause you to have good works in the Lord, and not just good works in the Lord, but in doctrine. And he's here to show you how not to be corrupt, but incorruptible. And he's here to make you good, have gravity of soundness, of sincerity. He's here to cause your feet to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He's here to keep you down the earth, praise the Lord, where you'll be on this earth being some heavenly good, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's here to cause you to be sincere, to be honest. He's here. And he's not only here to do that, but he's here to teach you good speech that cannot be condemned. He's here to show you how to speak the word of God, how to talk the word of God. The word of the God through the word of the Lord from the book of Matthew, which is one of my favorite scriptures, say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The Holy Ghost says, if you want to know God, let me give you scriptures, and I'll teach you how to talk like God. I'll give you faith, the faith of the word. I'll cause the faith of the word to come illuminated in your mind and in your heart. I will teach you how to be sound in God. I will teach you how to be made whole in God. We don't pull on him enough. Glory to God. We don't access him enough. Hallelujah. But he said to alleviate everything that's in your life that's not like God, to deliver you from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And he is here in this earth to cause us to perfect holiness in the fear of God. And holiness does not just mean in the way people dress, and we know that's 99.5%. But holiness is also talking about how we treat one another. It's talking about how we present God. And we're to the time now that God is saying, just don't represent me, but represent me to the world. The Holy Ghost is here to show us how to live above, like our apostles teaching us, this one-world system. Because God also has a system. And his system comes through his being omnipotent, his being omniscient, and him being omnipresent. So the Holy Ghost is here to cause us to be activated in God, glorified, and justified. Hallelujah. So when people see you and they see that you're not broken down and the things that how the world is handling their troubles, you don't handle that way. They don't want to know what makes you have peace. What makes you have joy? The natural door to say it comes through the power of God, the word of the Lord, and the power of God comes through the Holy Ghost. Come on, saints. He's been sent here to change our lives, to modify our behavior, to cause us to be justified. And the power of God, it is the Holy Ghost. When we depend on him, trust me, he will make you your best. Glory to God. Come on. Yield to him tonight, for he's here to do whatever it takes to cause you to please God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, and it reads, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. This is Paul talking about what he's had to learn from the Holy Ghost. And he writes this letter to Timothy. Timothy was his protege. And he was telling Timothy, I need you to go teach people what I've taught you. And look what he says. So the Holy Ghost is not just going to make you feel good. Look what he does. So verse 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Then he tells him that, and the instructions and the picture is that no man but Lord entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if any man also strives mercies, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. So the Holy Ghost says, in this life, if you really want to be honest, I could teach you how to be the person that won't steal, that won't kill, and won't destroy. I could teach you how to please God in a lawful manner, which is through the word of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here to cause us to be strong when it seems like when we get hurt and when we have to go through situations that will actually change your demeanor, that will actually bring you down and cause you to be in despair or depression. The Holy Ghost is saying what? That's a part of it, but I cause you to be above that. And it's causing us to be above that. He says, so you don't war. You don't war with anxiety. You don't war with depression. You don't war with despair. You tell those things, you do not have any power or authority over me. I give my authority and my power in the Holy Ghost. So instead of me yielding to be weak, I choose to be strong. I choose to make myself adapt to the word of God. I choose to make myself find scriptures that's going to make me strong right now. I choose to speak in tongues until the Holy Ghost breaks through against my opinion and causes me to think like God. Hallelujah. So in this life, he's just here to make you feel good. But oh, hallelujah, he's here to make you strong. He's here to make you be a soldier. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God, seek out of the highest of the Holy Ghost and his ability. Why? Because he knows God, he comes from God, and he wants to teach us how to be just like the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 1 to 6, and I'll be closing in a few minutes. And it says, for the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, for we are the pulling down of strongholds. In this life, from day to day, seasons in our lives, we go through things that can take us through, and if you're not careful, they can actually pull the wall from under you. Oh, glory to God. But when we yield to the Holy Ghost, he said, I'm stronger than that test. I'm stronger than what the enemy hurled your way or tossed at you. I'm stronger than the tears that you're crying that will make you sad. I'm here to wipe away those tears. Glory to God. He's here to make us be the best saints. He's here to cause us to pull down the strongholds. Whatever the enemy says is going to hold you. The Holy Ghost says, no, it can't. You come to me, and I'll show you how to get rid of the workings of the enemy. I'll show you how to reverse. I'll show you how to be strong. I'll show you how to stand. I'll show you how to put on the whole armor of God. Glory to God. I'll show you how to use the breastplate and keep the heart covered with righteousness. I'll show you how to have that one-on-one combat, not with a long sword, but with the sword of the Spirit, which is a one-on-one combat. I'll teach you how to fight the good fight of faith against the powers of the enemy. The Holy Ghost is here to bring out everything that's not like God in our lives. Glory to God. He's here to make us with everything that keep saying that God says we can be. Why? Because once we receive the Holy Ghost, glory to God, Ephesians 2 says that we become God's offspring. We go back to Genesis 1 and 27 now. We become what? We become in the image. And the image is talking about being his offspring. We're going to look like him. The Word of God is nothing but a gene pool. The Word of God is nothing but a gene pool. When we talk about the Holy Ghost, he has the genetics of God. He knows how to make us look like God, how to think like God, how to get rid of this old identity that we were born with from mama and daddy. He knows how to get that out of our lives. Hallelujah. And we occupy another identity. We occupy, praise God, and we take on the new identity. We take on the image of God. We take on the mind of Christ, as it is in Philippians 2 and 5. Glory to God. We have been given an unction by the Holy One. Glory to God. That we have the power of God in our lives, glory to God, to make us strong. Praise the Lord. When the enemy says that we read whatever he hurls at us, saints, please trust me. The Holy Ghost is there to cause you to be the one that defeats the enemy and not to be defeated. There's so much more that I can say tonight, but I'm going to end it with this because the Holy Ghost is a promise. Again, it's from St. John chapter 26. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. St. John chapter 14, Acts 2, 1 through 4, we receive the power of God to come in our lives and the modify our behaviors make us better. The Holy Ghost will never leave us nor forsake us, St. John 14 and 18. The Holy Ghost in the book of Jude says, build yourself, pray speaking in tongues, take time out to spend time with the Lord daily. Pray in tongues. Spend time with God, saints. From Colossians, the Holy Ghost says, I'll teach you how to walk the walk and talk the talk. From the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 1 and then verse 14, the Holy Ghost will teach you how to be faithful. 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 5. And like I said earlier, he'll teach you how to be faithful in the midst of hard trials and tests. He'll teach you how to be strong. He'll teach you how to trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean to whatever you think. But he'll be here to cause you to acknowledge God and all your ways, as it is in the book of Proverbs, that God directs your path. Every promise in the Word of God is yes and amen. But it comes to pass when we yield to the one that knows how to explain God to us. Glory to God, that knows how to cause us to come in alignment with God. Hallelujah, in his word. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is here to do that. He's here to change the way of thinking, saints. He's here. So he is the power that God has sent to this earth for our betterment. He is here, the power of God that God has sent to the earth to make us be just like Jesus. So in the book of 1 John says, so what happens? Now we're the sons. First, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 12:13 says to what? We will come to sons of God. And it does not yet appear, 1 John 4, where we shall be. But the thing is, the only way you're going to become a son of God, be led by the Spirit, understanding the ways of God, walking in the will of the Lord, the light of the Lord, be circumspect, be disciplined, so you'll be a disciple, not just a Christian, but you'll become disciplined as a disciple, that you will show forth the works of Jesus Christ, that you become the evidence of God in the earth. And the only way we can do that, hallelujah, of the Hosea, it has to come through the Holy Ghost. So I admonish you tonight, go after the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Go after his way. I thank God for prophecy. I thank God for what he's doing. But right now, God is calling the body of Christ back to get to know him. We've got to know, and we've got respect for God has sent to teach us the way. We've got respect for God has sent to cause us to be elevated in the word. We've got respect for God has sent to cause us to be ordered, our steps to be ordered. Praise the Lord. We've got to respect for God has sent. Praise the Lord. According to Psalms 119 and verse 30, it said, the interest of that word, give it light and understanding to the simple. Glory to God. We've got to respect what God has sent to Psalms 119 to say that we can get the lies out of our lives. We can get everything that's not like God out of our lives. The Holy Ghost has been sent here to do that. So I admonish you tonight. You really want to be powerful? Be one that God can empower. Be one that God can entrust. Be one that God says that they're going to do this right. They're going to be loving, they're going to be kind, they're not going to be mean. Hallelujah. They're going to allow me to have control of their lives. Hallelujah. They're going to walk and talk like me so that when people see them, the holiness and the will of God has become attractive to those that you run into. Why? Because the Holy Ghost has more say-so in your life than you do. I admonish you tonight. Learn him through prayer. You may can't spend an hour. Take time to spend 5 minutes with God. Start somewhere. But every morning, get up acknowledging him. Telling him you're his righteousness. You're thanking him for another day. You're thanking him for breath. You're thanking him for the Spirit of God. And if you don't have it, I ask you to go before the Lord and ask for the Holy Ghost. Because it is the power of God that makes us better. When I received the Holy Ghost in 1975, I praise God for it. I praise God for it. Why? Because ever since that day, and I want to make another correction, 1972 is when I received it, I have not regretted it. He has been there for me. He is faithful. He is a comforter, a confidant, a friend. He has dried tears from my eyes. He's lifted me when anybody tried to put his foot on me. He's encouraged me when people were saying there was nothing to me. He's kept me going in the midst of having so many bouts of things going on with my body. He's still been there. He teaches me how to continue to quote that word. He has become my DNA. He has become my gene, my genetics. Praise the Lord. He's taken me from looking like my mom and my daddy to acting like grandmother, but to acting like the father that birthed me anew. Praise the Lord. He's been here to make me strong for the Lord, to make me want to depend upon him. Why? Because I've learned that I can trust him. Again, I admonish you tonight. The Holy Ghost is here to make us be the best that God says we can be. He is your personal trainer, and he will never leave you nor forsake you, but you must daily rely on him, talk to him. Ask him to teach you the word of the Lord. Ask him to explain scripture. Ask him to make you the best, be the best that God says you can be. Ask him to make you better. There's a song you used to sing a long time ago, Lord, make me better. Well, today, I ask you today, and I admonish you, ask the Lord to make you better. Because we've got a world that we've got to show that God is the best thing, that God is, that the Savior that we serve is worth serving because this Savior paid an awful price. And I want to say this to you. Jesus could not have done what he did. Oh, yes, he was God in the flesh. He was deity and he was humanity. At the same time, the Spirit of God was with him to take him through. Amen? So we must realize that Jesus sent him back for us as a comforter that will never leave us nor forsake us, that will strengthen us, that will make us fall in line with the word, that will bring us in line with the truth of God, that we'll constantly be free, and we'll be obedient citizens of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So we're no longer the commonwealth of people that are not sought, have been sought out, but we have been sought out by God that heard our cry. And not only did he hear our cry, but the Lord that heard our cry has brought us into the family of God, the household of faith. So I don't know about you tonight, but it doesn't appear, not right now, what I'm going to be, but I know every day I'm going to be lacking to fulfill everything in this life. Then we bring it to pass according to the word about Jeremiah 29:11 to verses 18. And Ezekiel is in verse 13, when we're seeking with our whole heart. And the Holy Ghost is there to show you how to find God on every level you want him on. Everything in this Bible, all the promises, are yea and amen. It is our spiritual inheritance. We go from grace to grace. But let us remember that it is the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that empowers us to be the sons and daughters of God in this hour, to be everything that Jesus says we can be. Why? Because we have to prove to the world that we serve a risen Savior and living God, and the Holy Ghost is here to make us do just that. I thank you for your time tonight. I appreciate you being on the line tonight. I thank everyone for being here tonight. For again, those that are in other countries and other places, we do praise God for you tonight. And my prayer tonight is that all of us get a hold to the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have him, go after him. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost according to the book of Acts, chapters 1 and 2. Ask God to fill you. Ask God to make you different. Ask God to, I want the chance, Lord, to become everything that you said I can be. And it's going to take that power. He's going to purge us. He's going to cleanse us. The Bible says that we can walk circumspect. We can walk like God, talk like God. But you've got to get in the scriptures and find them so that they can change you and ask the Holy Ghost to empower you. You're going to have to fast. You're going to have to pray, yes. But you can also, above all, you can also depend on the Holy Ghost to bring every bit of this word of God to pass in your life. And above all, the purposeful things that he's the purposeful things that he's given us as individuals, because all of us have a plan from God for our lives. So the Holy Ghost is here to do all these things. Let us depend on him. Let us love him. Let us appreciate him. And let's thank God for him, because he's great and he's in the earth. The Holy Ghost is a personal trainer. He's going to make you strong for Jesus Christ. God bless you. Let us pray. Lord, we bless you tonight for being a comforter, for being with us tonight. We praise you tonight. There wasn't a Pentecost. You gave us that Pentecost, Lord. After the resurrection, you came on the day of Pentecost and fulfilled your word regarding our lives. Now, actually, the Holy Ghost power move on this line tonight. Let none of this word fall to the ground. Let the people of God on this line tonight understand that the Holy Ghost, we have access to him, and he is all over the world to make us into the full body of Christ, to bring us into the fullness, that we be that one new man, that second Adam, that we come and we fulfill the works of Jesus Christ that was already preordained before the foundation of the world. Oh, Jesus, we need you tonight. We call upon your name, Lord, that we will understand how much you love us, how much you care. For God is love, God is light, and God is life. Help us to understand, Lord, that we can be sons of God, fit for the master's use. Help us to understand, Lord, that you brought us into salvation, oh, God, because you loved us enough to make us be part of your family. And it's because of the awful price that Jesus paid, but because of the price he paid, we now can be in the family of God. We have access to you 24/7. Oh, God, we call upon your name, Jesus, tonight, that you will help us to love one another. Be one another's keeper, Lord. Let us not backbite. Lord, let us not disturb one another. Let us not be envious of one another. Let us not cause dissension in the body. Hallelujah. But let the love of Jesus Christ be strong and it runs from heart to heart and breath to breath. For the word of God declares out of everything that exists, the greatest of these is love. And you also told us, Lord, love is a bond of perfectness. Hallelujah. And then you told us, Jesus, if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. That's in St. John chapter 14. God, help us to get into that chapter tonight. And let you talk to us about what we have access to. God, help us to love you, keep your commandments. St. John 17, that we can be one with you. Jesus, help us tonight. Help us tonight. Help us tonight. You breathed on 12 men, Lord. They changed the world, turned it upside down. Lord, you're calling to be disciples, disciplined for eternal life. Not just to be Christians, but to take on the spirit of discipline. You're calling the body of Christ to be disciplined tonight as never before. Oh, God, let us fast and pray for strategies. Let us fast and pray, Lord, that we can win souls. Let us fast and pray, Lord, to use the social media as the word of God declares that we can answer that sound of wisdom. God, give us ideas tonight. Give us ideas to love you, love one another, to be helpful to one another. Oh, mighty God, hallelujah. I destroy every stronghold tonight, every generational thing that has hindered our lives. Reverse the will of the enemy now. Let come to the Messiah, and let the weak sound strong, let the sick sound well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And let those, Father, feel like there's nobody to know that there's somebody tonight because of the Holy Ghost and because of what you've done, Jesus, and what you've done, most holy Father. We yield to you tonight to be more empowered. God, we yield to you tonight for us to have wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Make us be everything that the Word says that we can become. Oh, Master, purge us and sanctify us. Let us yield to your validation. The world walks circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. The deem in the time because the days are evil. Glory be to Mosiah. Hallelujah, but you promised us that we'll be more than conquerors. We'll be overcomers. Hallelujah. Help us to go after the ways of the Word. Not the ways of opinions of men, not validation of men, but let us go after the ways of the Word. For Jesus, you said, but you the Word, the truth, and the life. And you said, when the sun sets free, that's job, Baba Haya. Glory to God is free indeed. So we come after you, Jesus. Shabba, and the power that you've given us from this night forward to make us better, to change us, to modify our behaviors, and all our eyes to see, our ears to hear, take away the dullness of hearing, and give us hearts to receive what the Holy Ghost says. Let everyone on this line tonight be made whole, be changed, be resurrected, restored, reconciled. Let the leaders be encouraged. Let the lay members know, Lord, that we have a Savior. And as a body, a full body, let us be here for one another. Bless every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, bishops, elders, and help us to yield to you. Our lives belong to you, Lord. We even dedicate ourselves again this night. We surrender to the Holy Ghost, Sala, the one that you sent. We love you, we praise you tonight. Let us please you in these last and evil days. Let us be examples and evidence of who you are in the earth through the Holy Ghost, Brother Jesus, and the perfect Word, your perfect truth. We let our members, we surrender tonight. We rededicate ourselves. Whatever we've done is not like your Lord, and we forgot to repent of, we repent now. Hallelujah. Let us have sweet communion with thee. Oh, hallelujah. And let us, Lord, represent you well in these last and evil days. We yield to that power to be overcomers and more than conquerors. Yes, Shabbat. Him that loved us, yay. Bring us to the place to be kings and priests for you. Hallelujah. We will not be filibusters, but we'll be modified sons of God. Esaba, I decree a change now. And every mind and brain and heart, Esa, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, have your way and let testimonies come. Because the saints have understood even the more. You just reminded us, and you added to us at the same time that we need to depend on the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for the victories that's in your written word and in the instructions that you give when you talk to us individually through the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And let the church say, amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Glory be
Glory
God.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen. 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 Thank God. Amen tonight for the word. Praise God. Amen, which was, praise God, amen. Are we broadcasting? Praise God, amen, from the lake. Praise God, amen. Our own, praise God, amen. Prophetess Paula, Eric, praise God, amen. And we thank God, amen, for the word on tonight, praise God, talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen, the Holy Ghost, praise God. We need it, praise God. You need it, I need it, praise God. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Can't leave here, amen. Expect to go to heaven, amen, without the Holy Ghost, praise God, amen. Amen, to let us know that the Holy Ghost is our trainer, amen. It teaches us, praise God, amen, amen. It teaches us to walk right, to live right, amen. We have become new creatures, amen, for the Bible said after, praise God, you become new creatures, amen. Glory to God, amen. He expects us to do, amen, new things because old things have passed away, amen, and we become new. Glory to God, amen. The old mindset is gone. Glory to God, amen. So we thank God tonight, amen, for the Holy Ghost, amen, that abide in our soul. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God, to let us know, praise God, we got to seek him. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost, praise God, want more, praise God, amen, a relationship with him, praise God, amen, with Jesus, amen, you got to seek him. Hallelujah. He's not hard to find. Amen. Amen. He's right there. Amen. You just got to seek him. Glory to God. And tell him what you want. For the song said, call him up and tell him what you want. Praise God. His line is never busy. Glory to God. Amen. You may call mine. Praise God. My phone. Amen. Your mother's phone. Your father's phone. Your sister's phone. Your job phone, amen, your friend phone, the line may be busy, amen, look like you just can't get through, but I tell you and guarantee you this, Jesus' line is never busy. Call him up, amen, and tell him what you want, praise God, amen, you want your body healed, amen, glory to God, amen, he'll do that, hallelujah, amen, he's a doctor, amen, he's a lawyer, amen, amen, he's a judge, hallelujah, whatever you need. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He is right there. The Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember the song that said, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. It was early one morning, just about the break of day. Jesus came and touched me, and he washed my sins away. I went running. I went shouting. Amen. But I found, glory to God, no time to doubt him. Hallelujah. It was the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. Somebody shout. It was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Got in my hands. Got in my feet. Glory to God. Amen. Got all over me. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And that's what we need today. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We change hearts. Change minds. Amen. 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 The people said the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. And we introduced that to them, praise God. It wouldn't be much killing. Amen. It wouldn't be much stealing and robbing. And amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. All these things going. Amen. To be like, amen, they need help. Amen. They need medicine. Amen. No, they need the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. They need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our pastor, Graham, used to say, praise God. Amen. Therefore, praise God, to stop some of this stuff. Praise God, if you would take them, amen, glory to God, to a church. Praise God, amen, baptize these young men and young ladies. Amen, amen, baptize them. Amen, get them on the altar, let them receive the Holy Ghost. Amen, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, and after they receive the Holy Ghost, amen. Baptize them, praise God, amen. They're quick, oh, quit all this foolishness. Amen, glory to God, and I'm a firm believer. Glory to God, amen, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Ghost is the answer, amen, glory to God, amen, glory to God. You can depend on the Holy Ghost, amen, he will never leave you nor forsake you, praise God, amen, amen, glory to God. We may stray, praise God, but the Holy Ghost is right there, amen, glory to God, and I love the word tonight, praise God. It said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Glory to God. You won't help. Amen. For all the wickedness. Amen. Want to change your life. Praise God. Amen. You want the Lord to change your heart and your mind. Amen. He will give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is the remedy. That is the answer. Glory to God. Amen. God wants to hear you. Amen. God wants to hear you. Glory to God. What do you want? Amen. What do you want from the Holy Ghost? What do you want the Holy Ghost to do? Ibashande. Hey, God, he'll do it. Amen. Glory to God. All you got to do is call him up. Amen. Glory to God. And he will come to your rescue. Praising God. Amen. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost. Amen. It makes us better. Amen. It makes us better. Praise God. And we thank God tonight. Amen. Because the word has went forth on tonight. Amen. The word has went forth. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Gave the invitation to know. Amen. What is it, praise God, that we want, you want, amen, and you and I need, glory to God, amen, to let us know, amen, yes, we have exercise trainers, we have, amen, business trainers, glory to God, amen, but the Holy Ghost is a trainer within itself, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, and that's the best trainer, glory to God, amen, so we like to open, praise God, the door tonight, amen. The church doors are open, praise God, tonight, amen, glory to God. If you, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, want the desire, praise God, amen, to have, amen, the Holy Ghost in seeking, glory to God, the Holy Ghost in what, praise God, amen, the prophets were talking on the tonight, praise God, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. See, praise God. Amen. You can't have one foot in the church. Amen. And one foot in the world. Amen. You got to get it all. Amen. Amen. And the Holy Ghost makes it complete. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you're a sinner tonight, praise God. Amen. And no, praise God. Amen. You heard about it. Amen. Your grandma talk about it. Praise God. Heard. Amen. Grandpa talking about it. Praise God. Heard the preacher talk about this. Holy Ghost, amen, and make you tall, right, amen, give you a new pair of shoes, amen, glory to God, your feet look new, glory to God, amen, glory to God, hands did too, oh yes, praise God, amen, want you to know the Holy Ghost does it all, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, so that's you tonight, amen, and you want a closer walk with the Lord, and you want Christ to come into your life, amen, and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Even if you want another touch from the Lord, amen, he will do that too. Glory to God. Amen. If you got weak along the way, praise God. Amen. Need another touch? Amen. He will do that too. But bless you tonight, praise God. I want to accept Christ, amen, as your personal Savior. Amen. Amen. All you have to do is repent, amen, of your sins. Amen. And just, amen. And I will pray. Amen. The prayer of salvation. Amen. Amen. And just repeat after me. I admit, amen, that I am a sinner. Amen. I have done many things, amen, that don't please you. I have lived my life for myself only. I'm sorry. And I repent. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. I believe that you died on the cross for me to save me. You did that. Amen. I could not have done it myself. I come to you now and ask you to take control of my life. I give it to you from this day forward. Help me to live every day of my life for you and in a way that you, amen, that will please you. I love you, Lord, and I thank you. It will be spent, amen, amen, amen. I want to spend, glory to God, all eternity with you. Amen, amen. If that's you tonight, praise God, amen. You want to change your life, glory to God, amen. You say, praise God, old things are not working anymore, praise God. What used to work ain't working no more, praise God, amen. Just going to church, praise God, clapping your hands, amen, getting a little two-step in, it's not working anymore, praise God, amen. But I want you to know, praise God, amen, the doors is open, amen. Accept Christ tonight as your Savior. Amen. Get it all, baby. Get it all. Hallelujah. Amen. Get it all. Amen. Amen. Let Christ come into your life. Amen. And fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Brand new walk. Brand new talk. Amen. A brand new way of living. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new tonight. Amen. If that's you, just smash star 6. Amen. And we'll pray with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We will pray with you. Amen. Let him in today. Let him in. Let Christ in. Praise God. Our souls said, let him in. Let him in your life tonight. Hallelujah. Let him in. Let him in. Glory to God. He'll wash you whiter than snow. Glory to God. And baptize you in the Holy Ghost. All you have to do is repent of your sins tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When Christ comes, glory to God, if you don't have this quickening power, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, you cannot reign with him. Hallelujah. If we don't have this quickening power, amen, because the same power, amen, glory to God, that raised Christ from the dead, it's going to raise us up, amen. Hallelujah. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah, amen, you cannot reign with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Tonight can be your night. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tonight can be your night. Amen. This match starts 6. Amen. And come on over. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Is a trainer. Amen. It teaches you to love your enemies. Glory to God. It teaches you to let bygones be bygones. Amen. He will fight your battle. Amen. Even in the midst of trouble, chaos. Amen. He will give you peace of mind. Glory to God. Amen. The song said, who wouldn't want to serve a God like this? Amen. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it tonight? Amen. That wants the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. When I received the Holy Ghost, amen, I said to myself, I wish I had it long time ago. Amen, glory to God, instead of wasting time. Amen, glory to God, amen. Amen, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm sanctified. I'm glad I'm filled with the precious Holy Ghost and not with a burning fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God, is everything 100? No. Glory to God, but I know who I can go to and I can run to, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who is it tonight? Who is it tonight? Who is it tonight? This match starts 6. Come on over. Amen. Let us pray with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. One thing about it, don't try to get it together. Amen. Amen. Don't try to come. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Said, I'll fix it up before I come. Let him fix you. Amen. He'll fix you up good. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He'll turn your darkness into light. Hallelujah. Anyone. Glory to God. Send a man. Send a woman. Send a boy. Send a girl. Where you going to run to? Hallelujah. Yea, God. Hallelujah. Where are you going to run to? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, praise God. Anyone desire prayer? Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Anyone desire prayer? Hallelujah. Sickness in your body, in your family. Hallelujah. Don't know which way to go. Sometimes your back is up against the wall. Trouble seem like, amen, they're overwhelming you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Feel like throwing in the towel. Amen, God. Amen. We got a remedy for you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus in the water. He, God, he's the answer. He's the answer. Hallelujah. This match starts 6 and come on over. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heard the song said, praise God. Amen. Mother Fan said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
somebody need to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. Somebody need to say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody need to tell the Lord, yes, Lord. Yes to your will and yes to your ways. Hallelujah. I trust you and obey. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone desire prayer tonight? Amen. Just match start 6 tonight. Amen. And just come on over. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God got the power to see you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hello, Evangelist Bond.
God bless you tonight.
Yes, this is Minister B. And I want you to know I truly, truly enjoyed the service on tonight.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the word. Thank God for Evangelist Bradley and all
yes,
of the ones that are carrying this great service on because it's much needed.
Yes,
much
God.
Needed. And I would like to ask you all to continue to pray for me concerning the surgery that I had on my neck. And also asking prayer for my brother, Minister Ronnie Biggs. He had hip surgery on today, hip replacement. And we'll believe in God. And I just want to
Amen.
Say thank you all so much. You all are great
Amen.
Inspiration.
God bless you. Thank
I love
me.
You all. Love you
God
all so much.
You.
God bless you.
Amen. We love you. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Desire prayer. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus in this place. Glory to God. Tell the Lord yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Before we get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God, amen. If not, praise God, amen. Our gracious Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes, Lord, we will trust you and obey tonight. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for the word that has gone forth. Praise God on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. We ask it tonight, Lord, that the Holy Ghost have his way tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight for what you have done. Thank you tonight for what our ears have heard and our heart have felt. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be tonight? Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being a miracle worker. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for moving, praise God, upon our behalf, oh God, and you heard the prayer request tonight for Evangelist Biggs. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to remember the brother tonight, Minister Ronnie. God, hallelujah, Lord, that had surgery tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we asking you, Father, to keep him under. of your blood. Oh, Father, Lord, to give him a good night rest tonight. Hallelujah. Let him not be much pained, but, Lord, make him comfortable. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for guiding the doctor's hands. We thank you, Lord, for successful surgery. In Jesus' name, nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Hallelujah. But the song said, when I was in trouble, you carried us over. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you, God, for the healing process. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for taking him through. Lord, and we come tonight pleading the blood of Jesus. No backlash, no infection. But, Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, Lord, for even the doctors are going to be amazed. Hallelujah. For the speedy recovery, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal him, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And Lord, we thank you, and we ask it in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we ask you, remember tonight, Evangelist Biggs, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah, she's been through a lot, but she's yet standing, in the name of Jesus. Yet, praise God, walking by faith and not by sight. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah for the Holy Ghost that rest and rule and abide in her. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that rest and abide. Oh, God, abide in her, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing that is upon her life. In Jesus' name, we know the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But, Lord, you said in your word, that you come, that we may have life, much more abundantly, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the strength that you give her day in and day out. Thank you, Lord, for steadfastness. Thank you, Lord, for standing. Hallelujah. Even the days when she don't feel good, you're right there by her side. And Lord, we thank you tonight for the healing process, because the song said, Lord, please be patient with me, because when God gets through with me, she's going to come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah, Lord, to know that your grace is sufficient. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, we thank you for the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Father, remember everyone that's on this line. Hallelujah, Lord. Visit their homes in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember the sick and the shut in everywhere. Glory to God, we thank you for the blood, because the blood of Jesus is still works. We thank you for the blood. Hallelujah, we are covered under the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed on Calvary. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we love you tonight. Remember our nation in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Remember all the diseases, oh Father, that look like coming. Hallelujah. Upon the nation, upon the world. Lord, we ask you, Father, to keep us under your blood. Hallelujah, Lord. Remember those that's in the hospitals, nursing home, Father, even those that are at home, recuperating in Jesus' name. Remember the health care workers all over the world in Jesus' name. Remember the Ukraine, Russia. Remember the Iranian, Israel's in the name of Jesus. Remember our cities. Glory to God, Lord, we praise your name. Remember the leaders in Jesus' name. Remember the body of Christ. Make us whole in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you tonight, forgive us of our sins, oh Father. Hallelujah. Forgive us. Wash us in your blood. Make us whiter than snow in the name of Jesus. Heal minds. Glory to God. Heal hearts. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the supernatural. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, for doing a new thing. We thank you, Lord, for the Prayer News Network. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the good news. Hallelujah, that's coming. We thank you tonight, Father, even for the visionary. Lord, we ask you to touch right now, heal, deliver in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, order her footsteps in the name of Jesus. Bless her going out and her coming in the name of Jesus. Bless her territory. Hallelujah, expand. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you tonight. You said in your word, some water, some plant, Father, but it's you that give the increase. And we ask you tonight, Father, increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, doubled. Hallelujah, tonight a double portion of your spirit tonight upon this light in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we ask you tonight, have your way. And Lord, we love you tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. We honor your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, because there is none like you in all the earth, Father. We thank you because you're the great I am. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you tonight. Hallelujah. Keep us all in your will in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because it's you, hallelujah, that made us and not we ourselves. And we thank you tonight for your healing. We thank you tonight for your deliverance. We thank you tonight for reviving us again. Hallelujah, restoration for your peoples in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that's incarcerated, glory to God, those that's feeling lonely, hallelujah, feel like you don't have no one, hallelujah, we speak Jesus, we dispatch the angels tonight. Go in the mighty name of Jesus. Go to homes. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Jail houses, prisons, marriages in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, arrest them right where they are in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We love you tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We cry hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you and we love you tonight. Hallelujah. For what you have done and that you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a way maker. Glory to God. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. For being our Savior, our King, our Lord. Hallelujah. God, I am that I am. We thank you tonight. And we love you tonight, Father. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Somebody needs to shout amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody said for your listening pleasure. We thank you tonight. Amen. For listening tonight. Amen. For being with us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight. Amen. The Lord is moving. He's moving. Hallelujah. He's moving. Amen. By his spirit. Glory to God. Amen. And we want you to know. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. The service was rebroadcast tonight, praise God, amen, but just in case, glory to God, amen, you wasn't able to, did not get a copy, praise God, amen, of the service, praise God, amen, of the rebroadcast, amen, the first time, amen, glory to God, we're going to do it again, amen, amen, we're going to give you the numbers, amen, to where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, and that number is 912-257, amen, 3918. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Or, praise God, just in case that line is busy, you can always go to 678-608-7234. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To get your copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, for tonight. Amen. And again, I want to say we thank God tonight for you. Amen. Mostly. Praise God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the visionary. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praising God tonight for her. Praise God. Amen. Doing a great work. Amen. And we say stay on the wall. Don't come down. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Pray, amen. Amen. Let's pray for Evangelist Bradley. Praise God that the Lord, amen, continue to, amen, amen, that he keep her going. Keep her, pray for her strength. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord tonight. Praise God for you, you, and yes, you. Praise God. And also, praise God, amen, to a, amen, amen, a blog talk. Praise God, amen, those that's listening internationally, praise God, amen, just remember, praise God, amen, 678-608-7234, blog talk, praise God, WhatsApp, praise God, amen, we don't want nobody to be left out, praise God, we want you to get all the goods, amen, and all the blessings that the Lord has for you, praise God, amen, amen, as we share a wonderful message on tonight, talking about the Holy Ghost, amen. Amen, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And want you to know, praise God. Amen. Come and go tomorrow night to be with us. Praise God at 9 p.m. Amen. Not a.m., but 9 p.m. Praise God. We'll be doing the same thing, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Preaching, singing. Amen. Hearing the word of God. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for our scripture. Amen, Mother Mary. Praise God tonight. Praise God, a missionary fan. Praise God, amen, with the sanctifying the line tonight. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord tonight for all of the advisors. Thank the Lord for you. We love you. Praising God, amen. And we pray tonight, praise God, you have a blessed night tonight. Come back on tomorrow night, amen. Amen, tonight, amen. And bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about, amen, the Prayer News Network, amen, where nothing but good news, amen, is going on. The good news, amen, is going on. God bless you. Praise God, amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. This we ask in Jesus' name. Father, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you until tomorrow night. Good night. We love you.
Goodbye.